atmosphere with reflective aluminium oxide in an attempt to reduce global warming. Other sources suggest that they're actually to do with a top-secret experimental military radio system. Michael Irvin from Ramsey contacted Mass Radio to express his concern and says that chemtrails could be responsible for many modern ailments.
Various countries around the world, people are noticing that the effluent of planes, the contrail, is not disappearing like it used to, but is lingering in the sky, falling in altitude, and then you get a crisscross of what we used to call contrails, which shouldn't happen because contrails are meant to be ice crystals and they're meant to evaporate, so something is coming down to ground level.
Couldn't this just be the toilet systems in airliners that are sort of throwing stuff out that's atomizing in the atmosphere?
Normal contrails, they're tiny particles, the product of combustion. They're very minute as they come out the jet engine, and ice crystals, which is then the large, much larger part, form around them, and they melt very quickly as they fall. So we get a minute dust that doesn't bother anybody in the normal contrail fashion. Now this is, I don't know if people have noticed, a sort of whitish deposits on their cars. In America, people are looking at that and they're saying that whitish deposit is a chemical substance.
Has it actually been analysed?
There's a lot of analysis that talks about aluminium and barium, neither of which are, you know, we gave up aluminium panels a long time ago, but apparently we're all breathing it in now, 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 and barium is not a good substance to be breathing in.
The theory is that somebody is spreading these chemtrails on purpose.
There are many ideas. One idea is it's a mass inoculation that the governments in America are doing the people a favour.
And you think that this might be linked with increases in things like respiratory conditions, pneumonia, influenza, viruses and allergies?
Yes, well, the first spraying was noticed in California around about 91-92. I think possibly there was a similar effect in England. And can I mention that there's another aspect to this? The quality of jet fuel around about 10 years ago was allowed to degrade to include a pesticide, a type content that had previously been sort of banned. So it might be this pesticide thing, the jet fuel, that's having a bad effect, or because there's lots of evidence that there is a particular chemical substance that's actually being sprayed from planes, and there's a loss of energy vitality associated with that. You know, you're always trying to get your immune system going, trying to get a better state of health, and it never seems to clear up. And I think there are more conditions now of allergy, pneumonia, viruses, flu, sensitivity of skin, eyes, sometimes when you come in.
I can't imagine any reason that any government, I assume it would be a governmental level, would do this. Do you think that maybe it's something to do with global warming and trying to control the weather?
I just see so much evidence that something is coming in place. It's not good for us, and it should be stopped.
So, do we need to worry here in the Isle of Man? Type chemtrails into your website. 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 Type chemtrails into your website.